you are not just author William Joyce. You are Oscar-winning author and animator William Joyce, with a full-length movie coming out and Oscar for your short animated film.
Yes. That was really nice hearing you introduce that as Oscar-winning. It's the first time that's happened. You know, they told me, you know, from now on you will be known as Oscar. You'll be introduced as Oscar-winning blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, cool. And that's the first time I've heard it. So thank you, Mitch. That was really fun.
The statuette looks good around your neck.
Oh, it's excellent bling. It's a little heavy, 9 pounds. And yes, we won an Oscar. I formed a company about 2 years ago called Moonbot Studios. And based on the Moonbot characters that are in The Man in the Moon, the book we were talking about. And I've been making movies, working on movies since Toy Story, and always having to travel. And it's kind of – there have been adaptations of my books. You know, Meet the Robinsons was based on A Day with Will Robinson. I have another movie coming out this summer called Epic, which is based on my book The Leaf Men. And – but I wanted to do one of my own, and I wanted to do it at home. I wanted to do it in Louisiana. And so we formed this company, and we put together a bunch of basically college graduates, people just out of school that were very, very talented. And we made this short film based on my book, The Fantastic Flying Books of Morris Lesmore. And it is classic, a Frank Capra twist of things, or Andy Hardy meets Frank Capra, you know, a bunch of us kids and a few old guys like myself putting on a show in the barn, you know, essentially. We ended up being nominated for best animated short film and then winning, for crying out loud. And it was I don't know what to tell you. It was the most fun I've ever had with my clothes on. It was absolutely – just delicious.
You would highly recommend winning an Oscar.
I highly recommend winning an Oscar. I read a thing online that said there was a study that said Oscar winners live 3 years longer. But it was an absolutely amazing moment, and it's, you know, we're doing more of them, and we hope to do. Our company will do 3 books a year. We're going to have an imprint at Simon & Schuster, and we'll be doing books, and we're doing apps, and we're going to be doing motion pictures as well. And
is this a little surreal?
Everything in my life is surreal. That's why I do this. It's the only outlet I have. My life is so odd. I have to write down things that are more odd to feel comfortable.
We'll let listeners in on a secret. You do not have the statuette around your neck, but where is it? Where do you keep your Oscar?
Where do I keep the Oscar? Well, sometimes it's at work. Usually it's on the bedside table. And because I tell you, if you wake up in the middle of the night, and now that I have a company, I have to worry about things like company things, like, you know, money and payrolls and stuff like that. If you wake up in the middle of the night and you've had a nightmare, you know, courtesy of Mr. Pitch, King of the Nightmares, and you can't go back to sleep, nothing is more soothing than to look over on the bedside table and see this Oscar that you have been awarded sitting there next to, you know, the newspaper and your cough medicine and, you know, whatever medication I'm on. I look at that and I'm just going, everything's going to be okay.
You should find a way to embed a cell phone in the bottom of it so you can just pick it up and talk into it.
Look, if I got mounted on the hood of my car, I would do that. I mean, and if it didn't weigh so much, I would wear it, definitely. And there have been times when I've taken it places for events. And if you want to stop traffic anywhere, carry an Oscar in your hand, because it absolutely – more. I mean, other than walking down the street naked, I can't imagine a way to get more people to go, hey, check it out.
It does set the bar pretty high for your future productions.
Well, so be it. Glad to have that bar. Well, but thank you. We will try our best.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.